get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorward, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, today we are joined by Emily Huberts, who is a personal branding consultant, and she is here to share everything you need to know about starting and building a personal brand. Something I really loved about Emily's story is that when she first started out, she was feeling pretty invisible. She realized that clients were only choosing her based on price, and she knew something had to change. So Emily went on to build a personal brand, and now she is working with her dream clients. And best of all, they're choosing her because they want to work with her. So today, Emily shares all the insider secrets that you need to know, along with some really easy steps to get started. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Honestly Imperfect podcast, Emily. I'm so looking forward to our chat today. I know that you are going to share so much wisdom with listeners. So a big warm welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here today.
So I originally found you on the Explore feed on Instagram, and I saw your page and I thought, oh my goodness, I love her vibe. I love how you explain things. You have a really good approach to talking about personal branding in a way that I feel is understandable to business owners. Sometimes I think it's something that can be a little bit scary, especially if they run a business where maybe they don't have a personal brand to begin with, but they understand the importance of it. So I love how you bring your own perspective to it. And that's why I'm so looking forward to our chat today. And can you share a little bit about what you do and how you help business owners to build their personal brand?
Yeah. Thank you so much. So basically my mission is to help develop the human behind the brand, right? What you already said is that with social media nowadays, a lot of people are just looking at their screen. They're seeing these squares and they're following these trends. They feel like forced to do certain things that's like expected of the industry. And they're really good at what they do. They're really creative. They have their business, but they just don't know where to start. And I really focus on, you know, helping them show up as their authentic self, because in the end, that's your biggest asset, right? That's what sets you apart from the competitors, from the others. And especially people who just started their business, they just feel overwhelmed. They're stuck. And it is a scary ride, you know, like it takes a lot of courage just to show up as you, because people will judge you. What will they think? And the people that I focus on, and it was me as well when I started, most people don't feel enough of an expert yet. So what they're thinking is like they need to copy others, they need to do what other people are doing, and that will work for them too. But I've experienced it myself and it doesn't work. In the end, you need to develop your own strategy, you need to figure out what works for you, and most importantly, have fun, you know, like be yourself. And when you find that, then everything else will come, like the how will come, like the tricks to, you know, what to post, the captions, the hooks. Most people are so focused on those features and on the what steps to take, but they don't know who they are. Like they haven't done the inner work. They don't have that clarity. So that's what I help people with. I help them find clarity. I help them discover who they are, what their purpose is, what they're good at. Because once they have that level of clarity, once they have that level of confidence, everything will be so much easier.
And what inspired you to zone in on personal branding? What was your story behind this? Do you have a bit of a journey that you went on yourself?
Yeah, that's such a long journey. So I have a really long entrepreneurial journey, actually. So I have always been creative. I've studied fashion and interior design. When I was younger, I always wanted to become like a fashion designer or have something, but I always knew I wanted to create. And now it's not illustration and fashion anymore, but now it's like entrepreneurship, because in my opinion, that's also creative because you build something from scratch. You start something from zero and you can do it your own way. And it's funny because I've actually lived in Sydney as well. So I've been in Australia. I really fell in love with the country. I've moved there because I wanted to gain experience at a social media agency. So that's kind of where my social media journey started. And when I came back to Amsterdam, that's where I'm from, that's where I live now, I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't know where to start. I wasn't sure if I was going to look for a full-time job or start my own business. But deep down, I knew I wanted to become an entrepreneur and build my own business, but I didn't have that confidence. But at one point, I just had to because I needed to pay the bills, right? And I didn't have a full-time job yet. So what happened was, like, I started just, you know, to talk to my network, ask, you know, can I help you? And there were a lot of people who knew I was experienced in social media. So at one point, I was working with a real estate company, with skincare brand, with all these different types of businesses, and I was helping them with their visibility, like content creation, social media management, that stuff. But I didn't have a niche. I also didn't have a personal brand myself. You know, people hired me because they just wanted my services, but they didn't want to work with me for who I was. So for a little while, I kept working with these brands, but it didn't really feel aligned. And I was posting on my own social media profile, and this business was called Studio Garnet. So I was posting on my own profile, but it was mostly like client work, projects, logos I created, but there was no personality to it. Like, I never shared a picture of me, maybe once, like for a little introduction. And that's what a lot of creatives do, right? They post their portfolio, which is obviously like super important because your potential clients need to see like what you're good at, what you create. But there's a lot of other people with the same style doing the same things. And you don't want to work with clients who are going to work with you just based off on the price or the service itself. And that was what I was focused on. So I was working with a lot of unaligned clients. I had to learn it the hard way until I think it was just like a natural process that I discovered that, you know, I saw other people on Instagram showing up as themselves. And then at one point I decided to work with a coach and she helped me develop my own personal brand. And that's where this whole journey began. And I started to share more behind the scenes and showing up as myself and the whole story behind my brand. And I implemented storytelling. So that's when things shifted and I started to attract more aligned clients because I was really clear on who I wanted to work with. And that was in 2022. I was at one point almost booked out with clients. I was really happy where I was at. But at one point, I just felt like I did the done for you, like doing it for them. I've kind of outgrown that role. So because of my own journey, because of my own transformation, I saw these other creatives and the other online service providers on Instagram struggling to attract clients. And I thought, I can help them. I feel like I've cracked the code. So I'm now ready to help them. And I also discovered that I was more passionate about working with people and providing them with the tools and the strategy so they could do it themselves instead of me doing it for them, because it turned out not to be sustainable as well. I mean, if I, especially for service providers, right? At one point I had a photographer as a client and she asked me to create content for her. But the thing is, I'm not her. And I said, look, I can create content for you, but I cannot write your captions. I cannot film behind the scenes. You need to do that. And the reason that they weren't doing that, those solopreneurs, those creators, was just because they didn't know where to start. They didn't know what to say. They were missing clarity. They were missing strategy. And that motivated me even more to, well, eventually become a personal branding consultant. So that's where we are today.
That's such an incredible story. And I think there's so many listeners right now who are going, okay, I need a personal brand. You've convinced me. I've heard your story and I've heard how you've grown from having one. What do you find are the main things that people struggle with when it comes to developing a personal brand for their business?
Well, it starts with understanding what a personal brand is. I feel like a lot of people, you know, that send me a DM or ask me questions, ask me, do I need to show a lot of my personal life, or do I need to share my kids or, you know, my holidays? And of course, it is important to show your life because that's where you build connection with your audience. But I would say it needs to be relevant and connect. Like, having a personal brand doesn't necessarily mean showing, you know, your life behind the scenes only. It's more than that. It's like understanding who you are, what makes you unique, what your drive is. Like, I just told my story, how I went from invisible, struggling to attract clients, and where I am right now. And I now share that story online. And that's how people connect with me, and they see that I've also been through something, and I'm not like trying to be perfect. Or a lot of people in this space are kind of like trying to be superior to their clients. And I don't think it's about that. It's just about showing them and being vulnerable and sharing your story. And of course, you want to, there needs to be some sort of transformation, right? You need to be somewhere, but you don't always have to be like 100 steps ahead of your ideal client. You can just be a couple of steps ahead. And that's why I think it's so important to share your story and share, you know, the why you started your business in the first place. And that is building a personal brand, just sharing your story online. And then social media is just the tool that you use, just the platform. But it's, I'm focused on Instagram right now because that's where I was able to build my community, my personal brand. It's just been the easiest platform to me. But you can use any platform. And that's why I always say it's so important to invest in your personal brand, because Instagram or TikTok, or it might all be over tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. So all these social media experts and coaches that are just teaching strategies, I think it's amazing. Those strategies are important, and I really focus on strategy as well. But the strategy only is not going to help you, because you need to stay consistent. You need to put in the work. You need to give it your all. And if you are not clear on your vision, on your purpose, then it's going to be really hard to keep going on the days where things get tough and when you don't see results straight away. So that is really important. And I think that's what, yeah, people need to understand, is that they need that person, that personal branding is like having clarity, understanding your personality, and then combining that with the strategy. And then we have those three key ingredients, then yeah, everything will become so much easier.
And what would you say, if you were to sort of reflect on the beginning, was there any system that you used, or like maybe a process you walked yourself through to help you gain a bit of clarity around what elements you wanted to share of your life and what you wanted to talk about for your personal brand?
I think, that's a really good question. I think you really need to understand your audience first and your ideal client. It's kind of a combination of what they want to hear and what you want to share. So it wasn't like I was going to sit down and think, okay, what am I going to share? You know, I just first need to understand who's my ideal client, where are they at, what do they want to learn? And then I can look, okay, what is my experience? What are, stories, experiences that I can share that are valuable to them. And I really focus on like high value content, and high value content is also something that I teach inside my programs. It's not, it doesn't mean that it's just, you know, three tips to how to X, Y, Z, or how to do this or how to do that. I do show people how to do certain things, but there's context to it. I tell them how I did it, or how I helped a client overcome certain things. There's always a story behind it. And I use words like, here's how I did this and this, or 2 years ago, this and this happened, and now this and this. So people understand where it's coming from, and it's not just totally random. So in terms of what to share, I really look at what my audience wants to see. And it constantly changes, right? Like, I try a lot of different things, and I still do that. Of course, I do have a strategy, but I just take a lot of messy action to figure out like what works, what do they want to see. And now that my community is growing, I'm also getting more DMs. from people. So what I do is like, I create content that's based on those conversations that I'm having.
That's such a good thing to share. And I think it's something that a lot of business owners maybe forget about or they think is irrelevant, but it's like, I always find when you actually think about it, the answers are right in front of you. Like we can spend so much time going, I don't know what to talk about that's going to connect with my audience. And it's like, well, think about the conversations that you've just had over the last 2 weeks and you've probably got 10 content ideas hidden within there. Is there anything that throughout this journey, maybe you've tried and you've gone, oh, that didn't work? Or is there any moments where you've really felt like you've had to grow as a business owner as well?
Yeah, it happens all the time, actually. I still try new things. In the beginning, I think it was about like a year ago now when I started to record videos, like reels of myself talking to the camera. And I now don't really do that anymore because I found other ways, like other types of content that work better for me. But I'm so glad that I did that because back then I was really scared to just like hit that record button and just talk in front of the camera. And it wasn't even a live. It was just like, you know, reels that I recorded that I could edit. But I was writing those scripts and I was trying to be perfect back then. And I'm also Dutch, so English is not my native language. Like I feel really comfortable now, but it's because I made that decision to like focus on, just wanted to, yeah, speak English from day one, because I could also focus on the Dutch market, but I knew like, okay, I want to go big, right? I have big dreams. I knew it was scary and I felt like, why would anyone from the US or Australia ever hire me? Because, you know, I'm not a native English speaker. And what if I make a mistake and it's not professional? These were literally my thoughts. And now looking back, it's so funny because no one ever said that. You know, people are just looking at, okay, what is the value that you can provide, right? And it's also something that makes me unique. So looking back, recording those videos where I was talking to the camera, I'm so glad I did that because I've learned so much. And I've recently hosted a really big live event. And I would probably never have the courage to do that if I didn't take those videos back then. So that's something that I've tried out. And then, yeah, it's a piece of advice. I would just try as many things and like do the things that are scary to you because that's where you'll grow. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that because I know it is scary. Like, I don't think I've met one business owner, even business owners who are like super confident, who have gone, oh yeah, I just jump on camera and it's like no big deal. And I just talk and it comes so naturally. Like something always goes wrong, I feel as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's difficult because, you know, we're always thinking about ourselves when we're consuming content. So we're thinking like, oh, is this tip going to be helpful for me? Or she does that so well. Like, I wish that I could talk to camera that confidently. But I think it's really nice to understand what it looks like from the other side to just take that pressure off and realize we're all just trying our best and we're trying new things and we're all pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone. So what would you say to business owners who are maybe sitting on the edge at the moment? They know that they want to start to show up and start to build this personal brand. What is that first step that they could take after listening to this episode?
Well, the first step to focus on before doing anything, before creating content, before building your brand, is really thinking about like, what is your why? This is also like one of the first steps that I focus on when I take on new clients, one-on-one clients or people in my program, is because without your why, like understanding why you're doing, what your big vision is, a lot of people don't really realize that or understand that. And I think it's so important because I said it earlier, but it's what's going to keep you going when things get tough. And things will get tough. Like looking back, my own journey is like up and down all the time. And it's like a really, I think people also really underestimate like how much courage it takes to, you know, show up every day, right? Sometimes you don't always have to show your face. You don't always have to do things that are scary, but you need to stay consistent. You need to be visible and put something out in the world. even on the days when you don't really feel like it. And that just takes a lot of persistence and discipline. And that's not, of course, it's something you can learn, but being connected to your why, being connected to your vision, that is really going to help you. And then everything else will come. So it's like the first step I would focus on before, you know, taking any action is like looking within yourself, looking back and then finding your why, because maybe you're now thinking like, well, how do I find that? It's not something that happens overnight. So when I work with my clients, I help them with asking certain questions to, you know, go really deep, but it's not like, okay, the next day they've discovered their why. It's a process, but you need to start to ask yourself certain questions like, what is my long-term vision? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why did I get started in the first place? So in my opinion, it's a combination of your past, right? Like, what are the steps you took and where are you right now? And why did you take those steps? Like, what is your background? What did you enjoy doing as a kid? What did you want to become? And now you're at where you're right now. And then what is the vision you're creating? Where do you want to go in the future? And if you combine those things, you'll understand, okay, what is the core of what you're doing? Why are you showing up? So that's something I would focus on first. Yeah.
That's such a good starting point. And something I know listeners are going to go and check out your Instagram, which you have a beautifully curated Instagram and your content is amazing. I feel like that's going to be their next question, going, okay, how do you then create the content to go with this personal brand? Because I feel like that's sort of, we can have all the clarity around what we want to be talking about and how we want to show up, but then we have to create the visuals and the creative element. Do you have a certain approach that you use for that?
Yeah. So obviously, like, visuals are really important. I also attract a lot of creatives because my feed is like aesthetic. I really ditched the perfectionism. It's like, it doesn't have to be perfect anymore. But I really believe that like a strong visual branding and aesthetic feed are important because it communicates your values. Let's say you are like really loud and bold and bright, then your feed would, you know, like have bright colors and bold fonts and all that. It needs to be aligned. And my brand is more like calm, feminine, chic, sophisticated. So I use like, in terms of like fonts, I use like serif fonts, which are more classical, neutral colors. And it also attracts a certain type of client. And so if you're starting from scratch, I would really look at, okay, what are your values? What are your core values? What are those words? And then think about, what are the visuals that match with that, right? Like, what are the colors? What are the... So colors and fonts are really important. And then you can just design your templates in Canva. But it doesn't have to be perfect. I think as long as you're staying really consistent with certain colors and certain fonts, people will start to recognize your posts in their feed. And something I always say to my clients is, you want to create content that when people scroll their feed and they would like cover your Instagram handle, they still need to see and still need to recognize your post and see that it's from you without seeing your name. And that's something I really focus on, but it's hard because knowing this is also holding a lot of people back from taking action, because this used to be me as well, thinking, okay, I'm not sure what, you know, what kind of templates I want to go with or the fonts. And this is also a process. So if people go to my Instagram profile, at one point I was like archiving all my old posts, but I recently like put them all on my profile again, because I want to show people that less than 1 year ago, I think it was October 2022, I was using different fonts. I mean, the colors were still neutral, but it was very messy. And my tips were also very generic. Like, here are 3 tips to stay consistent on Instagram. And then number 1, number 2, is like really funny to see. But I posted those, you know, those visuals 1 year ago. And then I've developed my style throughout the year by being inspired by others or understanding my own brand. And then throughout time, I've, you know, changed it a couple of times. And that's totally fine. I'm not saying change every week, because I said consistency is really important, but especially when you're starting out, it does take a couple of months to really discover your own style and be really confident. And I remember it was one I think maybe March this year when I changed templates again. And I finally found like the fonts I was obsessed with, the colors I was obsessed with. And then I stayed really consistent. Since then, I've been growing a lot. So that would be a tip, just to experiment, create mood boards. Maybe when you're unsure of your colors, create mood boards and then pick the colors from that mood board. But please do experiment and take a lot of messy action until you are really confident with your feet, and then stay really consistent with it.
And yeah. If you were to sit down with that version of yourself who was running the agency business, feeling stuck, feeling invisible, what would you say to her now?
Yeah, it sounds really cliche, but I would just do it and move with fear and do things before you're ready, because the perfectionist in me, and I think a lot of creatives are really like perfectionist, is it has cost me a lot of time. That's the biggest thing that looking back, it is just, I wasted a lot of time because of my perfectionism. And especially when you're just starting your business, whether it's like social media, content creation, marketing, graphic design, what people focus on is they first want to build a website and they first want to create their brand story, and which is obviously important, but your Instagram profile already is a website. Like, you don't need a perfect website. You can just create like a landing page on like Showit, Squarespace, those type of platforms in one day, which has all the necessary information. Like, what is the end goal? You want to get on calls with people. You want to have conversations with potential clients. And I was so focused on making sure that everything looks perfect, like having great copywriting, having amazing sales pages, and then editing like literally like the buttons or really detailed things, and then spending hours on those little things. And that's where I wasted all my time when I started out, was the website, the domain, then even the name, and then the logos and all of that, instead of just creating one thing, which is not perfect, but when you're thinking, okay, it's good enough for now, and then focus on getting client, focus on starting conversations, building relationships, because that's where you'll learn. And instead of just sitting behind your desk in your home, trying to create everything from, you know, your own brand and answer all the questions. And also in terms of content creation, creating content that you think people want to see, that you think people want to read. But instead of, you know, starting those conversations and then going from there, yeah, that's one big thing. Like, one big tip is just like, ditch the perfectionism, take messy action, and just move quicker, because you, by failing, you'll learn so much. And I've failed a lot, but the perfectionism was holding me back massively. So yeah.
I'm so glad that you shared that, because I have so many conversations with business owners who are sort of in that idea phase, and they're like, what website platform should I use? And, you know, like, what colors should I have for my branding? And I'm like, just take the idea and run with it. Because I'm like, when you start making money and you start making sales and you're like, okay, this is a valid idea, like, this is going to generate an income, I'm like, then use that money to do the website and do the next thing. But I feel like we can let those things really hold us back. Like, when I think about when I started my business, like, my logo was shocking, but I was just like, yeah, it'll do. I think I paid like a graphic designer like $150, and I was like, yeah, that looks cool, whatever. But like, I'm the same as you. There's been so many things. Like, it took me 2 years to even start this podcast because I was like overanalyzing every single thing. And then when I got started, I was like, oh, like, I totally put it on this pedestal that it really didn't need to be on.
Exactly. You could, of course, first look for the perfect mic and then the perfect intro tune and like having a cover. But I listened to podcasts where people were just literally just recording from their phone and just uploaded a picture and then started that way. And it was all about the value eventually. So I really enjoyed listening to that. And then I thought, well, I can also do this, you know, maybe I think I'm going to start a podcast one day, but for now I'm going to focus on other things. But I think, yeah, it's just about doing it instead of just looking for all those things and features and platforms and the tools, because it's just not important in the beginning. But I think that people focus on that because it's kind of like an excuse and kind of like procrastinating on the fact to, you know, actually attract clients, because it's scary and selling is scary. So let's first focus on the perfect website, because then once we have that, then we're feeling confident enough. It's not going to help.
Yeah. It's like doing a million and one degrees before launching the business, because it's, yeah, it makes you feel more confident. So to wrap up today, what imperfect action step would you encourage listeners to take so that they don't stay in that overanalyzing space, striving for perfection, so that they can start to build their personal brand? What would be like your one little tip that they can go in action?
Yes, of course, it really depends on the type of business. But one thing I really focus on is doing one thing every day. Can be like the tiniest thing, but one thing that scares you, like one thing that's out of your comfort zone, whether that is going live on Instagram or recording yourself, but it can also be sending a message to someone, like maybe an account that's just a little bit bigger than you, and sending that message to collaborate with them, or asking questions, or like maybe an ideal client or dream client profile that's actually a little bit like scary to approach, like little things like that, and then send them a message. Can be anything, but do something that scares you a little bit. And then by doing that, you'll basically train yourself and you'll get more comfortable and you'll grow faster. And this is like a tip that someone once gave me. And yeah, it has helped so much. Like I said, last week I've hosted a 3-day live event. It was really big and I've never done it before. I've prepared it, but I, on the day itself, I was still working on the slides, and I just decided to show up. And I thought, if something goes wrong, something goes wrong. And people are honestly the nicest when they see something happening, or I hit record too late, and people were like, oh, but thank you so much for doing this, and cannot thank you enough. And just receiving those messages made me realize that it's only me worrying about those little things, but people are already thankful. And yeah, if you show up and if you're actually showing your audience that you want to help them and that your intentions are right, then you can let go of all the other things. So do something that scares you a little bit and then get out of your comfort zone. That's the best way to grow.
I love that. That's such a good tip. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I've loved our chat, and I am so excited to see all of these personal brands that start to get built after this conversation. So thank you for sharing all of your tips today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. And if you enjoyed it, I would love if you could leave a review to let me know. Plus, come on over and say hey on Instagram. You can find me at Honestly Imperfect Podcast. I can't wait to hear from you and to connect with you soon.